You're listening to the audio production of The 5 Family Money Conversations, Money Personalities at Every Age and Stage, by Taylor and Megan Kovar, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amanda Sanfilippo and John Watson.
Part 1. Your Money Relationship. Chapter 1. Money and Relationships. Raise your hand if your parents had the talk with you. No, not that talk. We mean the talk about how to balance a checkbook, manage your savings, and plan for the future. Our guess is that there aren't many hands in the air. Those of us who grew up in the 1990s and 2000s were far less likely to have money conversations with our parents than we were about the birds and the bees. For our parents, the idea that you would intentionally teach your kids about money wasn't really on the radar. Their parents didn't talk about money, so ours didn't either. Most of us came of age in a time when the economic future looked pretty bright, and talking about money just wasn't a priority. You went to college, earned a degree, and finances would take care of themselves. There are conflicting predictions about what the future might be like for our kids, but one thing is for sure. Our kids are going to need some money smarts to navigate what lies ahead. We've met with hundreds of couples every year to help them sort out their finances. In the past few years, we've discovered that the skills people need to figure out their money issues have almost nothing to do with crunching numbers or understanding global markets. Instead, we've found that what couples really need to manage their money is strong communication, the ability to understand each other, and commitment to putting their relationship above their budget. The same is true when it comes to helping your kids learn about money. We hear from parents all the time, "My son is so irresponsible with money. My child spends her allowance on the most useless stuff. I'm sick of my kids begging for toys every time we go to the store. Our kids expect us to spend a fortune on them at Christmas. Our son needs to start saving money to help pay for college, but he can't seem to do it." Parents talk to us about these issues because they want their kids to avoid the money conflicts, anxieties, and mistakes they've dealt with. They worry that if they don't give their kids money management skills now, their kids will run up credit card debt and never have a dime in a savings account. For the most part, they're right. Our kids need us to teach them about money. The skills we need to manage our finances don't come naturally for most of us. Of the many life skills we pass on to our kids, money management should be near the top of the list. Those skills include saving, budgeting, and investing, but it doesn't stop at the basics. There's another set of money-related skills most parents never think about, because most of us...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?